Pennsylvania has one of the nation's highest rates of court supervision. And in Philadelphia, one in 23 adults is on probation or parole. LaTyra Blake is one of them.
I am currently on probation, and I've been on probation for 3 years.
Instead of being sent to jail, LaTyra was sentenced to court monitoring in the community. But now she's part of a system where even a minor misstep can become a violation. That can mean an even longer probation time or a more serious punishment. Every month, when LaTyra goes to meet with her probation officer, she brings an overnight bag.
I take extra shoes. I take my glasses. I take my probation card. I take a list of phone numbers. And I take underwear and socks.
Just in case she's found in violation and is sent to jail.
You can get in trouble for any little thing. And that's what scares me about being on probation. And you don't feel free.
Why is a system that's supposed to help keep people like LaTyra out of jail putting so many people at risk of incarceration? I'm Annette John Hall. This is The Why. Samantha Melamed is a reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer. For her series, Samantha sat in on hundreds of probation hearings. I asked her what that was like.
It totally varies from one courtroom to the next. I mean, in some courtrooms, you would just see people packing the courtroom and standing against the wall waiting to get before a judge who might have hundreds of people on their probation and maybe, you know, 20 violation hearings that day.
You really kind of focused in on one judge, Rayford Means. Why'd you do that?
Rayford Means was one of the judges that we focused on because he has more people on probation than any other judge in Greater Philadelphia. He's put more than 13,000 people on probation since 2012, and he gives out really long probations a lot of the time.
So when Judge Means sentences someone to probation, what does that look like?
So the way that works is that they're reporting to probation in Philadelphia. They have to follow a series of conditions. And if anything goes wrong, they end up right back in Judge Means' courtroom. If they're in violation, because of unusual Pennsylvania laws, there's really very few limits on what Judge Means can do. Someone like Judge Means, he can restart your probation over from the beginning. And what Judge Means told me is that he sees it as his job to sort of patch up the gaps in society and take a paternalistic approach. But also, if you do something wrong, he told me, I can reach out and get you.
What does he mean by that?
He has a huge amount of power over the people on his probation, and he really doesn't hesitate to use it. In court, would often advise people to apply for Social Security disability or other welfare benefits. He'd order them into drug treatment. And he would also tell almost everyone to get married. And he'd even offer to officiate the weddings.
Why would he tell folks to get married?
You know, I'm not totally sure, but one thing that he would bring up was financial stability, being there for their kids, and also the possibility down the road that if one partner died, that the other would be able to get their access to their benefits. And he'd even offer to officiate the weddings.
Wait, what?
Yeah, and while I was in court there, I did see a couple take him up on it. A man named Luis Rivera, who was on Judge Means' probation for 6 different drug convictions and was there on a pretty serious charge of aggravated assault, was brought out from a holding cell, and he was asking Judge Means to release him from prison pending his new charges. And in the middle of that proceeding, the judge put it on hold and officiated a wedding for Rivera and his bride. And afterward, he lifted the order keeping Rivera in prison and sent the couple home on a house arrest honeymoon.
On a house? Well, at least he let him have his honeymoon.
Yeah. I certainly have never seen anything like it in court.
Samantha, it seems like judges can do pretty much whatever they want, and probation sentences keep increasing. But one person you talked to for your story, Chief Public Defender Keir Bradford Gray, is trying to get people shorter probations. How is she doing it?
What she told me is that, you know, what she's seeing among people who are on probation is that they're often at risk. The consequences are really unpredictable.
There's so much ambiguity around what you will receive. So I think that people see it as an inherently unfair system. It depends upon the judge you get. It depends upon their tolerance for the person. It depends upon the probation officer you get.
Well, one thing that her office is doing is filing petitions in court to ask judges to end probation early for people who have been compliant with the system. One of those people was Alaya Tyler, who was just 18 when she was with friends who committed a robbery, and she ended up spending 9 months in jail. Judge Rayford Means gave her 12 years of probation.
I felt like I was less free because even though I wasn't in jail, I still had to report to someone every week. I had to report if I'm still staying in the same house. I can't move freely without them popping up at my house or checking my schedule to see what I'm doing.
And she's 24 years old, but she still would be on probation for years until she was 31.
And so what did that mean for Alaya? I mean, how did that limit her life?
So she described it as limiting the job she could apply for, just pretty much every aspect of her life, because one of her probation conditions was this very general phrase, which was, quote, not to hang around bad people. In a city where 1 in 23 people is under supervision, it's really unclear what that means. And so how Alaya interpreted it was that, you know, it was really not safe to be hanging around almost anyone.
Your family could be even counted as bad. So you telling me I gotta stay away from my family too?
And she would essentially go to work, go to school, go to court, or else be at home.
If it didn't include me going to work or having to handle business towards my probation or anything like that, I stayed in. Actually isolated myself.
So this summer, Alaya actually got to go back before Judge Means and petition to have her probation ended early. And she was sleepless. She couldn't eat. She was so anxious. You know, we were in court that morning and she was just like watching him send people to jail and worried that she was going to be, you know, denied yet again. But in the end, Means did agree that she had shown that she didn't need supervision anymore, and he ended her probation early.
It happened so fast. I started crying because now I actually felt free.
When we come back,
we were all thinking about probation simply as a good alternative to incarceration.
This is The Why.
Supporting WHYY, Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at pennmedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
I'm Annette John Hall. We're talking to Samantha Malamud about probation. Samantha says probation is supposed to be a system to keep people out of jail and get their lives back on track. But in many cases, that's not what it does at all. This whole probationary system, Samantha, that judges are implementing, they're putting people on probation because theoretically, isn't it supposed to help?
Yeah, and you know, I mean, I've definitely heard from lots of people who didn't have much structure in their lives, who needed drug treatment, who needed mental health services, who never had access to therapy, and they would get those things through probation. But then, you know, some of those same people were like, now it's 5 years later and I'm ready to move on and I'm still in the system. Some judges are taking a different approach. Judge Benjamin Lerner told me that there's a growing realization that lengthy supervision can do more harm than good.
The danger that we now recognize from overly long periods of probation or overly complex conditions of probation was not really understood. It's the judge's responsibility to monitor those conditions.
So why are so many judges throwing the book at people?
It has to do with a combination of unusual laws and I think also of the culture in the courthouses. Pennsylvania is one of only 8 states where probation can last up to the maximum sentence for any given crime. And judges really have enormous discretion to put people on probation for, you know, a very long time. You know, I saw one judge who had someone in his court who had violated probation by relapsing on heroin over and over again. And the judge sent him to state prison, even though he knew that he was, you know, suffering from substance use disorder and that it wasn't, you know, a willful thing. I mean, when you see these things happening, it just seems like there's a courthouse culture that's operating on its own, and people don't really understand how it works, and the consequences can be really severe for people's lives.
Samantha, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Samantha Melamed is a reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer. The Why is produced by me, Annette John Hall, along with Shai Ben-Yaakov, Alex Stern, and Kelsey Hansen, under the editorial direction of Katie Colinari. Our intern is Jay Chandler. Tweet me at AnnetteJH. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.